Tyre Power Best Buys on Big Brand Sale now on. Get into your local independently owned Tyre Power today.
Everybody is talking about MG at Mount Barker Auto Group in the Adelaide Hills. Coming soon.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Let's go! 8 minutes to eight on this Tuesday morning. Sam Edmund, our SEN footy expert, is going to join us after 8 o'clock to talk about all the footy news that's happening out of the other states around Australia. And very soon, we'd love to know who your best defender of round one is. So you can text that in 0427 154 166. Defend your home against pests with the team from Murray's before that.
Wobbly man stuff on the mark.
Every good side has a good captain. Mark Bickley.
Mark Bickley, time to play on the mark. I'll read out a statement. You need to let us know if that is on the mark or off the mark. Remember, okay, they're your only two responses. Last week, you just said on the money or some other random stuff. Good call. But let's just go with on the mark or off the mark. Okay. All right? Make all right. sense?
Yes.
Was that question on the mark or off the mark?
That was on the mark.
Thank you. Okay, here we go. It's the first week of the 2023 AFL season, and already we need to fix the tribunal system.
That is never been more on the mark. It's what everyone is talking about. The hypocrisy between Pickett and McAdam is staggering. I can understand how it's happened, but it shouldn't happen. So that is on the mark.
The hype is real. Book Jason Horne-Francis for an all-Australian spot.
That's off the mark because it's one game. He's a young player who's playing in the midfield for the first time at AFL level. So let's just draw breath. He was outstanding. He couldn't have been more exciting. He couldn't have showed more in round one. But I think we need to wait a little bit longer before we start going down that path.
Speaking of which, the Kangas have forgotten Jason Horne-Francis because of Sheezers. Harry Sheezel is just the bright light North Melbourne have needed.
Well, it's a great story. That is on the mark, by the way, because they lost Jason. They picked up the number one draft pick this year, amongst other things. They traded that to get pick number two and three. And with that, they got Harry Sheezel. Now, he's a small forward who is quite an enigma, and he's been great at kicking goals. But he started at half back for the first time in his life and was absolutely outstanding. So Alistair Clarkson is, I guess, weaving his magic, and he saw something in Harry and decided, let's use your poise and composure across half back, and it worked out really well.
Can I take a quick sidestep here and say Cheezels, the chips, one of the most overrated types of treats that you can have.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like getting yellow fingers after that, putting them all on your five fingers and then biting them off?
Absolutely not. Like, give me salt and vinegar or potato any day of the week. Oh, so
that's what makes the world go around.
Cheezels can get in the bin, unless they sponsor the show, which we love them if that's the case.
maybe Harry might get sponsored.
I think he will, definitely. It's the new version of Whiskers. Okay, the Adelaide Thunderbirds, after a brilliant round one win, are surely finals bound this season.
On the mark, I'm thinking, Jared, great performance. Their preseason form's been really solid. They went really deep into the preseason competition. I think they've amassed some talent. They've also held on to some talent as well. So there's a bit of cohesion about
first
the
home
team.
Game this season too. This weekend
coming up.
Yeah, so that was
Thunderdome.
Nope, it's called Netball SA Stadium.
I think it's going to be the Thunderdome.
Is it really?
Maybe.
Okay,
that's what I'm hearing
from.
Do we have a rumor file? Do we?
You just said we don't make stuff up, and you've just literally made something up.
Oh, no. Watch this space.
Oh, my gosh. Australia won by 10 wickets in the second ODI in India on Sunday, but the care factor after the Test series is next to nil.
That is on the mark. 9 out of 10 Australians wouldn't have even known it was on, and I think the care factor from the Indian team was next to nil. They lost by 10 wickets. So it is a very, 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 very minor consolation prize.
Adam Simpson is the coach under the most pressure in 2023.
Right now he is, because his best players are all his ageing players, and they look far from where they should be in terms of what the expected outcome or output is for that style of player I'm talking about. Nat Nui, who's, you know, always injured, and you've got Yo and Shuey and McGovern and Darling and all those players. And when they couldn't get it done against North Melbourne, that is a danger sign. And I'll tell you the other one over West as well is Justin Longmuir would be pretty flat. playing against the St Kilda side, which was about half strength. They've got so many injuries. And for a team who finished in the finals last year and won a final, not to be able to get over St Kilda would have been devastating for them.
I'm going to add a quick on the mark, off the mark in there for you. Sam Mitchell is the coach under the least pressure in 2023.
Yeah, that's on the mark because they've gone the scorched earth policy. So they've just gotten rid of all of their experienced players, O'Meara and Gunston and Mitchell and amongst others, a couple of others retired. So he's got a grace period. But you have to get it right. So the picks you get from those players and the high draft picks that you get last year and this year and the year after, you've got to actually nail them. Otherwise, you can be in for a lot of pain.
And finally, Tom Hawkins is the best player to have worn the number 26.
That's off the mark. Peter Hudson, I reckon, is the best player, number 20. A lot of great number 26s. And the Tomahawk is up there. Peter Hudson's up there, Gavin Brown.
Who's the top three players to have worn the number 26, do you know, as in games played?
Games played. Tom Hawkins would be number one.
Number one, over 300 games, easy. Do you know number two? Number three?
I'm saying I would be up there somewhere. I think Rodney Eadie's up there. He was a great number 26, and I might be somewhere around the mark. Why? Do you know something? Have you looked that up?
That's one of the things when I signed the contract to work here. I had to do research on you and to know all the Mark Bickley fun facts. So there it is. That's another great edition of On The Mark. Let's get into this before we head into the news.
Followed by Smith doing a big defensive axe and trying to lift his team. Settables it out and the Suns could be the big beneficiary until Powell Pepper put a straight jacket tackle on Tuk Miller.
You can kick termites and rodents into touch and defend your home with a team from Murray's. They are the best defenders. So who's your defender of the weekend, Mark Bickley?
Got a couple of nominations. First one is a couple of defensive acts, and that was Josh Rochelli, who did two amazing rundown tackles. So that was good work by the Crows youngster. But he wasn't good enough to get it done. Second nomination and apology to Alia, who was absolutely fantastic on the weekend, intercept marking, doing all the defensive stuff. Very, very good. But the winner of the Defensive Player of the Year, thanks to Murray's Pest Control, is Ryan Burton, who I thought was outstanding with his rebounding and attack from the back half of the ground, but also the stopping job he did on Charlie Cameron. One of the hardest players, I think, in the competition to stand because he's such a threat in the air and on the deck, but Ryan Burton did it with aplomb.
Got a text from Michael who suggested that as well. Ryan Burton, best defender, shut down Cameron, 24 disposals, deadly by foot and plenty of runs. So, Michael, thanks for sending that in. Actually, we'll get in touch with you and give you that Signet Boost power bank valued at $59.95, a Signet Boost power bank. We'll keep your phone, tablet and earbuds powered 24/7. It is 8 o'clock on SEN SA. Sam Edmund from SEN we'll speak to next.